Welcome back. Tonight, we're with the Mountain Music Ambassadors. This is Red Barn Radio.
We have three traditional music programs. You have you, we have Berea, and we have UK. And I know those programs are different, and I think I know some ways in which they're different. Are you all collaborators or are you competitors?
Well, I think we have a lot of respect for one another and appreciate everything that's going on at each of those institutions. You know, the momentum carries everybody along.
How might you describe the niche that you have? Maybe even contrast that with, say, what's at Berea and what's at UK.
They're all wonderful programs. At Berea College, actually, that program is led by our brother-in-law, Ruth, and my brother-in-law, Al White.
The traditional music dynasty. Right. And so,
I've been on Red Barn Radio many times also. Wonderful musician.
We love Al.
And we play with Al quite a bit. But he has two ensembles there. He has a bluegrass ensemble at Berea College, and he also has a mariachi ensemble.
Oh, yeah. But you could envision the program growing to include that?
Traditional music for us right now includes bluegrass, old-time string band, old-time country music, blues, western swing, Celtic music. I mean, all the music that's associated with our southern mountain region. And now there's a lot of Latin influence in our region as well. Mm. And I don't see any reason not to include that if it were ever an opportunity. I'm really glad Al's doing that. And you mentioned UK, the John Jacob Niles Gallery.
Right, Ron
and
Penn.
And Ron Penn, one of my heroes, he does wonderful work as well.
Dark as the night and blue as the day, I'm lonesome, my darling, since you went away. Oh, sometimes I wonder, why did you stray? It's dark as the night, I'm blue as the day, blue as the sky. There's blues in my heart, it's dark outside since we've been apart. Oh, tell me, please tell me, why did you stray? It's dark as the night, I'm blue as the day. Sometimes I wonder, why did you stray? It's dark as the night, I'm blue as the day, blue as the sky. There's blues in my heart, it's dark outside since we've been apart. Why you betrayed? It's dark as the night, I'm blue as the day. It's dark as the night, I'm blue as the day.
That Andrew Preston is not only a good singer and player, but he's also a good songwriter, and he's been selected by the International Bluegrass Music Association to present some of his songs next week at their international convention.
All right.
Thank you.
Nice.
It was a pretty great honor to get that email. It wasn't expected.
So. Oh, I bet. That sounds so exciting. What do you hope to get from an undergraduate degree in traditional music that you wouldn't get from just hitting the road and playing hard with a bunch of bands?
Well, it's funny, actually. This is actually my second degree. I have a degree in psychology, also from Morehead State. So I didn't expect at all to go into traditional music until just this year. This is my first year as an ambassador. I think it's really helpful because it gives you a different look at how to play music than just performing it. You learn how to teach it. You learn how to research it. I've done a lot of music research, and it's a really interesting look into the academic world of traditional music that you don't get just from performing. I get blown away every week because everyone in there is just creating this beautiful work.
Well, I know Ruth has written songs that have been performed by big stars and whatnot, so that's awesome that you get an opportunity to.
Yeah, it's everybody at the at the Kentucky Center for Traditional Music is, they're great resources, they're great people, and they're all so experienced. It's really nice to be able to learn from them.
Samantha, did you come to a traditional music program because you wanted to get better?
Yes. Well, as you know, Brad, I started out when I was really young, and my dad had always drug me and taken me to all the bluegrass festivals when I was really little. And
I hung around with your dad at some of those places.
Yeah. And so it's like I always wanted to be Alison Krauss. And so here I have a bunch of amazing musicians around me supporting me and making me, encouraging me to get better at what I do. And so I know I've only grown, and I'm sure everyone here can say the same thing. And I know I will continue to grow at this program.
Right. You guys really are ambassadors. No, it's really great. I mean, I really tell you're talking from the heart. It's terrific.
Oh, the days are long and the nights are lonely.
You've just joined us. Tonight, we're with the Mountain Music Ambassadors on Red Barn Radio.
You know, I think one of the big differences is the technology that these students have available.
Nathan Kaiser.
You know, our archive is a huge resource for them. Everything that we have in our collection is currently, you know, continuously being digitized. So they can go in there and with a very easy search, they can find a song and they can sit down and learn it. You know, recording technology is becoming much easier to come by and much easier to learn. So I think that these students, you know, a lot of them have quite a bit of experience in recording themselves. There's just so much information at your fingertips now that it makes learning this music easier. But the important thing that I think that we preserve is that it's really hard to beat that knee-to-knee, person-to-person interaction in learning music. Even though we have all these resources, it's very important to sit down person-to-person and play together because you can't replace that with anything.
Thank you.
Music ambassadors from the Kentucky Center for Traditional Music. I'd like to thank our guests for being here with Raymond McLean, Ruth McLean, and Nathan Kaiser. We're so glad you were able to be here, and thanks to all of you listening to our webcast and those listening to us on the Red Barn Network of Stations. And of course, the members of our studio audience. We thank all of you for supporting the mission of Red Barn Radio to promote, preserve, and perform the music of Kentucky and the region. Red Barn Radio comes to you from our home, the Performance Hall at Arts Place in downtown Lexington, Kentucky. Our website has updates and further information on our guests and our program. We're on the web at redbarnradio.com. I'm Brad Becker. Until we meet again, so glad you all could come. Be well, and why don't you guys spin us out with something. All right, the music ambassadors from Morehead State.
race like a Kentucky thoroughbred. For much more opportunity, come to Morehead State, and you'll be flying like an eagle when you spread your wings to soar. Morehead State, much more. Flying like an eagle when you spread your wings to soar. Morehead State, much more.
All right, give him a hand.
Red Barn Radio would like to thank Raymond, Ruth, and Nathan, and all of the Mountain Music Ambassadors for being with us tonight.
Campus Computer Repair Service is Red Barn Radio's computer maintenance source, offering personal and professional repair for home and small business PC, Mac, and iPad users. With a reputation for providing a consistently high level of customer service, fast repair times, and reasonable rates. For more information, they're on the web at campuscomputerrepair.net. We thank High on Art and Coffee for supplying food for our musical guests and volunteers. High on Art and Coffee, 523 East High Street in the Woodland Triangle here in Lexington. For more information, they're on the web at highonartandcoffee.com. Red Barn Radio's executive producer is Ed Commons, who also directs our show. We also thank our volunteers, especially Glenn and Linda Dawson, Lynn Hacker for her help with our social media. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter. You can attend a Red Barn Radio concert in person. You'll find performance dates and times at redbarnradio.com. The Red Barn Radio playout theme, Wookie Foot, was taken from a live performance of The Wooks here on Red Barn Radio. For more information on the band, they're on the web at wookoutamerica.com. Thanks so much for listening. We'll be here again on this station next week at this same time with the traditional music of Kentucky. I'm the voice of Red Barn Radio, Tom Brown. Red Barn Radio has been brought to you with the financial support of LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council. Creating a great American city inspired by the arts. Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau, showcasing the premier places to experience in Central Kentucky. Visit Lex.com. We're more than just bluegrass. Red Barn Radio is a production of Red Barn Radio, LLC.